Okay. Oh, Neil, on line 10, it's our own correspondent, Neil.
I can't explain too much.
Neil.
Hello.
Welcome back. You are the star of the airwaves. You're the person we're waiting for. This is Neil, by the way, who pretends to be from Standard Liège. Today you were on your way to Swindon and you were ballyhooing it, sir, begging to get caught. You were like Jack sending off a letter written in blood saying, old Jack won't catch me yet, sir. I snipped off her ears. They was very tasty. Yours from hell. Anyway, you went to Swindon today, did you?
I did indeed, Dan.
And
the commissioner treated me fantastic as I walked again.
Okay, so they didn't suspect at all
I think, to be honest, I'm pushing it a bit now with Swindon. I've gone there twice.
What did you do today?
Spoke to the youth team boss, and their under-16s are touring Belgium.
Right.
In the pre-season.
Swindon's are?
Yeah.
Okay, and now when he said that, you must have swallowed a little hard.
Big gulp.
Yeah.
Sweaty palms, but told him, gave him Standard Liège's number and asked him to give me a ring if we can sort out a friendly.
Now, the worst thing, the terrible thing here is that I'm with you every step of the way, but he's going to go up to his under six and say, now, kids, now, don't get, but go home and ask him, we're going to be playing Standard Liège. And I'm like, yeah, because some chippy told me. What happened at the game? Did you get a half-time beverage?
It was Volivon's half-time.
Was it?
Yeah, very nice too.
Yeah. How would it compare with the good Super Wolverhampton?
Nothing beats Wolves, I must admit.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing beats Wolves.
And what kind of people were you rubbing shoulders with? Just generally directors?
Local contractors, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, it was, you know, I was thinking perhaps I could get myself some chippy and work here as well, but...
that'll be your downfall.
Best talk football, but to be honest, I'm starting to believe it as well now. To be honest, I'm reveling in it. As I say, didn't meet a lot of the players afterwards because obviously I had to rush back to, you know, try and get on the show and that.
Well, I appreciate your sacrifice in that respect.
Was chatting to some, I think he was involved with the reserves and the youth team.
Mm.
Didn't catch his name. But I was telling him about a young prospect that we've got is Pierre Vosburgh, who plays for, Standard Liège.
Yeah,
which is just the name we made up on the car going up.
I thought, oh no, I looked at Dan and he looked at, usually Dan goes, oh, you're Pierre Vosburgh. That's Dan, of course Pierre Vosburgh is an up-and-coming kid at Standard Liège. How much would you accept for Pierre?
Anything really. Probably, I think we'd be looking at, a million plus for him.
Yeah, yeah. And the kid, was he 16, 17?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But I think, to be honest, looking at Stockwood, Stockport and Swindon, nothing really there that can, enhance the squad at all.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Pierre Vosburgh's best interests at heart. You couldn't send him to the West Country, could you,
No, exactly.
No, exactly, yeah. Well, anyway, Neil, keep us updated on all your events as they go by, and long may you run, sir. That is the Phantom Scout of Standard Liège, our friend Neil, and he's getting so cocky now he boasts where he's going, and he gets food and welcome like a hero wherever he goes, and they even try to sell him players. All right, what do we want?